they had a hard time or what?
No, no, I'm asking if you have it used to be that there would be a woman come to help deliver the
midwife,
baby.
Midwife. No.
They don't have them much anymore, do they?
No, ma'am, they about cut that out.
Right, somebody was telling me today that they thought that there was a move in Georgia to start having them again. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
Well, I think maybe hospitals are better.
Maybe.
If a city person comes to the country and he acts very pretentious, very dignified, very formal, behind his back, what might the country folk call him? He's a what?
Let me see what for name I would give him. Say he's stupid, or either he is a stuck up, or
Well, anything that would imply cityness. He's a city
slick.
You say he's a city slick.
Mm-hmm.
You say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back? They might say he's just
a stranger.
Okay, but one that is kind of implies that they're making fun of him. Like, you know, a city slicker, you're sort of making fun of him. Do you know a word that a city person might say about a country person to imply that they don't think well of him? Say he's from the mountains.
Say he's from Georgia, he's from some place, and he don't know how to act.
Okay. What about if he came from up in the mountains? You might say he's a what?
He's a Georgia boy.
Okay. Would you ever say a hillbilly, or would you ever say a mountain boomer, a stump farmer, a country Jake? You ever say any of those words?
Yeah, he could say that.
Which one would you use?
I would say he's a country Jake.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. And now here are some questions that have to do with race. And the first one is, how would you normally refer to a member of your own race? If you would, you're talking on the phone to somebody maybe, a courteous, a polite word. I am a, not a white person, but I am a
colored person.
Okay, you say colored person instead of black?
That's right.
Okay, or instead of saying Negro?
That's right.
Okay, if you're talking to a friend of yours and you're talking about a white person and you want to tell this other person that, what is the word that you would use to say, I'm trying to tell you about John Smith, he's...
Mm-hmm. Well, now if he's okay, I say he's a nice person.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well then you would say he is a nice white person.
White person.
Okay. What if he is not a nice person and he's of the white race? What kind of word would you use for that?
I would say, well, he ain't a nice person. Better watch yourself.
Okay. Do you have a word like a word that a colored person might use talking to another colored person about a white who is a mean person and dishonest that has to do with his race?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me today that we might say he's a peck. He's a pecker.
Uh-huh.
Boy,
mm-hmm.
A cracker.
That's what I would say. He's a peck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that means he's white.
That's
but
right.
He's not a knight, not a good
he's
white person.
Good, that's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any other words you might use for that?
No more than he's a peck, or either he's a, you know, some of them say crackers, but I don't never say that.
Okay.
I say he's not an honest person.
Okay. And what are some of the words that maybe a white person might use about a colored person that they think is not a nice person?
Mm-hmm. I think Billy B say, well, he better that nigger. You
okay.
Call a nigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then somebody told me today, and